Dear Diary, I want to tell you about something because I don't think I can tell anyone else. Something happened today that was naughty, I think. I have to tell you because if I tell anyone else, it might get my daddy in trouble. Today, Daddy told me that I was going on a special trip with him for my graduation. I was so excited. I asked Daddy where he was taking me. He said that he was going to take me on an airplane and take me to an island where we would have a whole week together at the beach. He told me Mommy couldn't go because she was going to be visiting family that very same week. Daddy knows how much I love spending time with him. Lately, I've noticed he is really making a lot of private time for us. I wasn't really sure why until today. After Daddy told me he was taking me to the beach and we were leaving in just under a week, I realized that I would need some new clothes and a bathing suit. I asked Daddy if I could have some money to go buy some new things, and he told me, "Of course, baby girl. You know Daddy wants you to have nice things." So I held out my hand for some money, and Daddy told me that he would go with me to pick out all my special clothes. So we went to the mall, nothing out of the ordinary. I told him I wanted to shop for my bathing suit first. So we went to a really fancy store that had really nice bathing suits. But some of the bathing suits at this particular store were naughty, and some of them even showed private parts. So I told Daddy not to worry. I would only try on bathing suits that he would want me to wear, the ones that covered up all of me. I told Daddy that I would get a one piece. In Diary, this is where my story starts to get funny and a little bit different. Daddy said, "Baby girl, I appreciate your modesty, but I'm your daddy, so it's okay if I see your private parts." "Really, Daddy? Are you sure?" He grabbed me by the hand and lifted it to his lips and kissed it. "Yes, baby girl, I'm sure. This vacation is for my baby girl and daddy. I want to see all of my baby girl when she is running on the beach, not just some of her." That was strange. "Okay, Daddy, if you say so." I noticed I was feeling kind of funny, and my little girl parts were starting to feel tingly and different. So Daddy and I had fun choosing a few special bathing suits for me to try on. Daddy even picked out a few that he wanted to see me try on. As I was heading back to the fitting rooms, I noticed Daddy was following me. I reminded Daddy that I was a big girl and I could try on all of the bathing suits by myself. He replied, "No, baby girl. Daddy wants to help. I want to see how your body looks in all of the bathing suits so Daddy knows if he wants to buy them or not." That felt a little funny. After all, I was a big girl now and I had really big boobs and I had hair down there. I was embarrassed to have Daddy see that. But I do trust Daddy, so I said, "Okay, Daddy, as long as you don't peek and see me." He didn't say anything after this. He just followed me into the dressing room and closed the door, and then he locked it. There was a bench against the opposite wall where the mirror was, so Daddy sat there. I started to take my shirt off, but I hesitated because I was so embarrassed to have Daddy see my big boobs. Daddy noticed that I was becoming shy, so he stood up and walked over to me, wrapped his arms around me, and looked at my eyes through the mirror. "Don't hide yourself from me, baby girl. Take your clothes off." I said, "Daddy, I'm your little girl, but I feel like you shouldn't see me naked." "I've grown up, Daddy." Daddy replied, "Yes, baby girl, I know you've grown up, and Daddy wants to enjoy looking at your grown-up body. You're so busty and beautiful, baby girl." Now, growing more stern, take off your clothes. Being a good girl, I obeyed Daddy. I started to take off my clothes. Daddy sat back down and watched me intently. I could have sworn I heard him groan as I took my shirt off, then my pants. As I stood there letting Daddy look at my body, I noticed Daddy reaching for his crotch, adjusting himself, then keeping his hand there, squeezing his crotch. I stopped. I just didn't have the nerve to go on. I was so embarrassed. Daddy said, "Baby girl, your underwear and your bra." I slipped them both off kind of hurriedly. I wanted to get it over with so I could hurry up and slip a bathing suit on. I reached for one that I had picked out. Daddy told me no. He told me to try on the bathing suit he had picked out. I hesitated a moment because the one that Daddy picked out was really revealing. It just had two tiny pieces of fabric to cover my huge boobs, and the bottom was just a string from front to back. Slipping the bathing suit on, I reddened with shock, and I felt so ashamed. "Daddy, this one doesn't even cover my vagina." Daddy stood up and came towards me and whispered behind me into my ear, "I didn't want it to, baby girl, and it's pussy. In my presence, this," Daddy cut my mound, "is a pussy. This is a special trip. On this trip, Daddy gets to see your pussy, to touch your pussy, anytime he wants." "Daddy, I'm confused. We aren't supposed to touch each other like that, right? I'm scared, Daddy. I don't want us to change." Daddy hugged me close, keeping his hands on my pussy. "Baby girl, we won't change. I will still love my baby for as much as I ever did. It's just that Daddy needs more from you. He needs more from you now. Can you give Daddy more? Can you give Daddy this?" Daddy squeezed my pussy again and I let out a gasp. "Oh, Daddy, that makes me feel funny down there." Daddy began to run his fingers up and down my slit. I couldn't believe it. I was wet. What kind of a naughty girl gets wet when her daddy rubs her pussy? "How will we change, Daddy?" "Well," Daddy replied, "Daddy will get to touch all of you. Your whole body will belong to Daddy. I chose this bathing suit so Daddy can touch you, finger you, fuck you, without even having to take your bathing suit off." "Daddy, can you show me? Can you show me how we will be different?" "Yes, baby girl. I'm going to sit down and I want you to face the mirror and sit between Daddy's legs. Good girl. Just like that." I sat between Daddy's legs. "Open your legs, baby girl. Show Daddy your pussy." Slowly, hesitantly, I opened my legs for Daddy. He explained to me that my pussy was his now, and he put his finger inside of me. Daddy called it finger fucking, that he was fucking me with his fingers. I told Daddy that something was happening and that it felt so good. Daddy just kept encouraging me to let go and give myself to him. It was so scary, but it felt so good. He kept fucking me with his fingers over and over. Something was building inside of me while Daddy continued to whisper naughty things in my ears while his fingers were fucking my pussy. He kept saying things like, "That's a good girl," and "Fuck Daddy's fingers." "That's beautiful, baby girl. You're going to come for Daddy." I didn't know what he meant until it happened. I came and I want it again. Diary, I want you to know that I'm so naughty, that I enjoyed every second of Daddy's fingers inside of me, and that Daddy made me come so good, and that from here on out, I know that Daddy owns my pussy and my boobs and my ass. This is going to be a fun trip, Diary.